Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet, which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Well, hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Risen Motherhood. I've got my sister-in-law, Emily Jensen, here with me.
Hi.
And, oh, that was kind of sultry. Oh my, I like love listening to Emily's intros. I think they're always, you know, she always switches them up. So it's kind of fun. Let's see. So today we're going to do something we normally do at the end of the show, but real quick, you know, we love you guys. We love our listeners. We've received so much support from you guys. You're so good to share things and to send us messages and emails and things on social media. We are just so appreciative every time you guys just affirm what we're doing, because it can be a little scary to do this, to be honest, especially because we know we're not, we're just not super great, but we're really grateful for you guys. And we've also heard from a lot of you that, you know, you've been wanting to share the show, or you were thinking about, you know, this friend and the conversation you had. And we just want to ask you, if you would, will you just share this with someone else? We want as many people as possible, as many moms as possible, to hear about the gospel and how it should really change what they're doing as mothers, and to just help them to catch this vision that Emily and I, this path that we're on, and all of you. And so we would really appreciate it if you would just take 5 minutes. I don't know, sometimes on your phone, it's like 2 seconds now to share the podcast. We would truly appreciate it. And we just want to see this community grow and us to kind of join in together. So, all right, to the meat, to the reason you guys are all here. We are talking about husbands, and oftentimes, what happens in a marriage and what happens after kids and all of the crazy in our lives, they start to get a little disengaged. And don't worry, we're not talking about your husband being disengaged. We're going to be talking about moms and all of our problems. But, you know, some of you might not have wanted to listen to this episode because you're frustrated with your husband in this area. Some of you may not even be married or not have a husband who's a believer. And some of you might have a husband who is rocking it right now in this area, and you're just grateful for him right now. So I think, moms, you're probably coming from all over the board right now as you listen to this episode. And we hope that there is, you know, one or two truths out of this that you can help or you can apply to your life today. So, Emily, I've been talking a lot.
This is all really good stuff and all really important back information. And I know, you know, my husband has just done a wonderful job with our family. And one thing that happens to me, though, sometimes is I will be kind of like scrolling along my newsfeed, and I'll run across an article about like how husbands should be leading their family spiritually, or we'll go to a marriage conference, or I'll hear a conversation that like a pastor, you know, like the pastor will share something about what husbands are supposed to be doing. And it just puts this little seed in your heart of, my husband's not doing that. And it can really cause a lot of expectations that maybe aren't right. And it can also start to just change your heart to be a little bit more like bitter, maybe not believing the best in him. Can kind of turn your eyes off of, you know, yourself and your own job and onto your husband and what he should be doing and what he's not doing and why is he not doing that. And it can just kind of pull us down this really, you know, bad path, you know, mentally and emotionally. And eventually I think that can just like drive a wedge between you and your husband, and it gets you off of the same team. And we really want to be on the same team as our husbands, working towards the same unified goal, which is, you know, passing our faith on to our children.
Yeah. And I think once you realize, like, you see that, you know, that other man, or you hear about that other man, or you read about that other man that's like doing all these amazing things, you're kind of just like, wah, wah. You know, like anything your husband was doing kind of starts to pale in comparison, even if 2 seconds prior you were like, yeah, we're doing pretty good. And oh, it's just like a sick feeling in my stomach just thinking about that feeling. And I think like our first response is often to just nag. And maybe that's like inside, like a grumbling, nagging inside our hearts. And sometimes, a lot of times, especially with me, who's like a verbal processor, that is allowed. It's just like this word vomit of stuff like, I don't know, I'm sure it'll be stuff like, oh, I guess you just don't care about the spiritual status of our children, or I'll just have to do it all myself. Do you even have quiet times? Like, do you even take notes at church? Are you even listening? And sometimes it's in our hearts, but sometimes if you're like me, it's out loud, and that's hugely embarrassing to admit. So I don't know if any of you guys can relate, because I'm feeling a little alone. Emily, come on. Have you ever done this?
Yeah, well, I think maybe
Emily's too perfect, you guys.
No.
She's never done it.
No. It is something, though, but I feel like I was just absolutely horrible. I went into marriage with really, really high expectations of what my husband was going to do as a spiritual leader. Like, I remember on our honeymoon being like, okay, so are we going to wake up and, like, do a quiet time together now?
Yeah,
like,
you're so cute.
Aren't we going to, like, read scripture together and pray? And I just, like, felt really hard that first year of realizing that I wanted my husband to be as perfect as Jesus. And
I know, right? That's what we want. That's what
yeah,
we all want.
And needing to put my hope in Christ so that I could enjoy my husband for who he is. And so it's not that I don't ever fail in this area anymore, but I feel like I like had such a hard time in the first couple years of marriage. Maybe the Lord has done a little tiny bit of work in my heart in this area, which I'm grateful for, but another thing you mentioned of just comparing, that's another thing we can do, is look at other women's husbands, or, you know, you hear about someone and you compare and just totally forget that, like, each of our husbands were created differently and they are going to carry out their leadership differently. Some of our husbands may have a quieter personality, or they are more introverted, or like more introspective. Other husbands are like musical, like maybe they play the guitar and sing worship songs with their family. My husband has never picked up a guitar. And so I think we can't do that either, of like looking externally for like what our own husband should be doing.
Right. It's definitely I think we're going to get into it a little bit later about how we can encourage our husbands, because we want to find those things that he's good at and understand his personality. But I think first, just to talk through a little bit about like, I feel like we're kind of going out of order, Em. I'm trying to figure out the best way to talk through this. But
I think the main thing we want to just address for you guys is like the heart, as Laura and I were talking about this. It's just like, what is our heart towards our husband?
Exactly.
And I don't know if we want to go ahead and chat with like about how the gospel applies to this, because I feel like that's what poisons our heart to begin with.
Let's do it.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So basically, I mean, like you probably heard every week here, do you know what we're going to say? The fall curse. If you have learned anything from this show, it all goes back to the fall. So, you know, and it makes us as women desire or prone towards dominating over our husband. There's a reason why this is pretty common, why we can have a whole podcast show about it. And the redemption story, ladies, you have received grace. And so we can extend grace to our husbands.
Yes.
And we have been shown love by Christ. And so we can extend that same thing. And one verse that I love, because I am so verbal, is in 1 Peter 3. It says, wives, in the same way, submit yourselves to your own husbands, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives. And that to me is just speaking so much that in our actions that they would be grace-filled, that they would be won over without the nag, the constant reminders of where they're failing and what they're doing wrong.
Yeah.
That you would give them no condemnation, no shame, just as Christ has not shamed you for all the ways that you have failed.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing we want to extend to our husbands, is the same grace that has been shown to us.
Yeah, and I think, again, that gospel as well allows us to be fully secure in our relationship with Christ. The only person who is going to meet our expectations, who lived a perfect life, and who is going to fulfill all of our hopes and dreams is Jesus. And when we are treasuring him fully and fixing our eyes upon him, we don't put a burden or a weight on our husbands to do those things for us. He is our, you know, brother in Christ. So like, if I think that's an interesting thought too. And so we want to help our husbands and encourage them spiritually. So obviously, sometimes if you see areas where they are struggling, like there is a time for a mature, gracious conversation with them. But I think what Laura and I want to communicate is, like, treat him the way you would want to be treated.
Yeah.
Give him the benefit of the doubt, because, you know, all those things you want to do as a mom, like, oh, I want to read with my kids for a minimum of 30 minutes a day, and I want to be feeding them vegetables at every meal, and I want to be doing, you know, we have these really high standards, but we don't always meet our own standards because...
We never meet our own standards.
Life gets in the way. Like, we don't live up to the kind of moms that we want to be. And in the same way, like, our husbands, they want a lot of times to be doing these things with their families, but... they're working really hard. And, like, I know my husband is often serving our family really practically. Like, he's cleaning up dishes. He's wiping mud off of faces. He's putting kids to bed. And, you know, it's just like, it's not that he doesn't want to. It's more just like, what happens to us as women?
Yeah.
Like, we just don't do what we intend to do.
Yeah, and I think one thing that was key for me to learn is that, especially as a stay-at-home mom, I was around my kids 24/7. Like, my trial by fire was, like, pretty fast in a way because it was just constant coming at me. But with my husband leaving for work, you know, he didn't have as much time to do the research and read the articles and talk to other moms. And, you know, one thing that we'll talk about, we're jumping all over today. So, let's jump back. I'm sorry. I'm sort of hyper. I did my first Periscope yesterday, you guys, and it, like, shot an adrenaline rush through me that's blasting through today. So let's talk through the ways that we can encourage our husbands. And Em, do you want to kick us off?
Sure. We're just going to, like, dive right into the practical. But if you're listening to this, we just really, really want to encourage you, before you go to the practical, to address your heart towards your husband. Make sure that you're on his team, that you are believing the best in him, that your heart is truly to love him and honor him, and not to just take over for him because you think he's not doing a good enough job. And I know we keep saying that, but if you jump to the practical with your heart wanting to just manipulate the situation in a new way, this is not going to be effective. But assuming you've kind of gotten your heart right, I think one of the biggest things that I do for my husband is just make it easy for him. Sometimes I will just arrange materials. Like, again, I know I've mentioned this many times. We do a lot of our talking about scripture at the breakfast table. And, like, I pulled all of those things together. I put them in a box. I put it right by the breakfast table so that when we sit down and we're all eating, I literally can pull it off the shelf, set it right next to him, and go, hey, this is the verse that we're talking about in church this week. You could chat with the kids about that. He's like, great. You know, he's happy to do that. But it just makes it easier for him and, like, more accessible. I don't know if you have any other examples.
No, yeah.
Like that.
I mean, that's, like, totally, or like, hey, I heard about this new toddler Bible. Do you want to try reading it to our kids? Or, you know, hey, this is a great sermon that I heard. Like, shoot them a link to a sermon. Don't do it in a way that's like, gosh, are you going to read this toddler Bible to our kids, or do I just need to do it? Or, you know, like, not like that. That's an example of a negative heart, but a way of saying, like, hey, I heard about this. My mom friend uses it. I really trust her. It's a really cool resource. What do you think about it? You know, coming to him in a way that, just as we've talked about, as you would want to be treated, that's soft and sweet. You know, gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul, health to the body. Like, we want to be encouragers of our husband. And the other thing too is to find areas that he does well and exploit the heck out of them.
Yes.
You know, we want to breathe life into our husbands, to build them up. Emily and I both talk a lot about being our husband's biggest fan. And sometimes that can be really hard because we can also see all of the ways that he fails. But, like, you also know the very best things about him. And so tell him how much you appreciate him. Tell him how much you love him. Find the things. If he's good at finances, you know, talk about maybe finding a compassion child, a sponsor, and say, oh, did you hear about these kids at church? And I'd love to do this. Do you think we have room in our finances for this? Or is, you know, stick it up on the fridge and bring it up. And, you know, there's, like, natural ways to look for ways that your husband can be easily helping to spiritually lead your home.
Yeah. And I think too, it's this looking at, like listening really carefully, because your husband probably is leading your family, maybe even through expressing his preferences, as Laura shared, or his giftings. And so it's just observing and being a student of your husband, seeing what are the areas that he is passionate about, where he is already naturally trying to kind of pass on some things to your children, and grabbing onto those and trying to find ways to, like Laura said, exploit that or like help him go even further to share his faith with your children. And then finally, the last thing, Laura, and I just wanted to mention was praying for your husband, because at the end of the day, we don't have power as wives to change our husband's hearts. No amount of conversations can convict your husband about how he's doing as a spiritual leader. Like,
don't be confused, moms. You're not the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. It literally, you cannot. Like, I don't know. Laura and I have both had situations with our husbands where we have tried to like, okay, if I just talk to him at the right time in the right way with enough words, like, he will get it. He's going to see what he's doing wrong here and he's going to change. It will not happen. So I'm not saying don't talk to your husband, but I'm saying just recognize the role of the Holy Spirit and that only the Holy Spirit can truly change a heart. You can inform, you can encourage, you can point your husband to scripture, you can be on his team, but only Jesus is going to change his heart.
Yes, amen. And with that, I think it's time to wrap up. I know we like clipped through these, probably each one could have been an episode on its own, but we just want to encourage you guys to get back on your husband's team if you've been off of it, you know, connect together and check your heart motives, mom. This is about the log in your own eye before you look at the speck in theirs. So I think that wraps it up. We will kind of skip our usual stuff. If you want show notes or to find us on any social media, all that good stuff, head over to risenmotherhood.com. That's where we'll be. And have a great day, moms.
Yeah, see ya.